This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday. It is the 10th of March. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and it's great to have breakfast with you. Hey, how great to have your company, and I do hope that this week I have got everything crossed and angels on the case that I am with you live. I'm going to say again, it's the 10th of March. I can see I have a Facebook chat room already running. If you guys would be so kind, if you're hearing me on the 10th of March, can you let me know that I'm on air safely today in the chat room? I can see Maureen is already in there, and also Laura asking for readings, which of course I will do as the show goes along. So, fingers crossed that all will be well. It's showing I'm broadcasting live. My microphone's on. What else can I do? If you want to come and join us in the Facebook chat room, it is very easy. Go to the 12radio.com website. Look at the menu. On the left-hand side, you will see there is an option to chat. I can see under manage that lots of people are asking to come in the room. I'm not sure if technically my computer's going to let me do this. Nope, it's having nothing to do with it. But maybe as the show goes on, I can get it to let people in, because it is a private group, which is why it's such a lovely, safe place to come and have a chat and ask for a reading if that's what you would like to do. As a heads up, I have been very remiss over the last 2 weeks not doing my March starscopes, which you will find on the front page of 12listen, along with the scopes from my wonderful colleagues on 12listen. You will also find it on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com. So I've just hit refresh on this Facebook chat room, and I'm hoping that if you're hearing me loud and clear on the 10th of March, you'll give me a heads up that I'm on air. So I'm just going to take a look in there and see how many comments I have got. I'm going to do the Facebook dance of tipping the comments up the right way and see how we are going. Slowly would be the word I'd look for. There's now 3 comments, so let me just get in there, get rid of Facebook's idea of what is relevant, and go for all comments. I can see this morning a message from Susie Webley as well. So again, if you are hearing me live on the 10th of March, please let me know, and I will get in there and do you some messages. So last week, on and off, you were hearing me. It was very strange last week. I don't know what got hold of the ether. I was live, and then it would dip out into an old show, and then it would put me live again. I have absolutely no idea what was going on, but I can see lots of lovely people coming into the Facebook chat room this morning. So I am going to keep taking a look and just make sure that I'm with you live today. So bear with me while I sort my computer mouse out, do the Facebook dance. And while I'm waiting, I have to say there's some wonderful shows coming up later on today here on 12 Radio. Just taking a look. Crystal clear today. Thank you, Maureen, for letting me know. I am on air, Laurie. Thank you. Goodness. Hallelujah. It's nice to know I finally made it. I had no idea what was going on, even under a Mercury retrograde. We've made it. So let me give you the lineup for today. I was going to say that. It is Tune In with Erica, now starting your day, breakfasting with you on a Monday morning, right before the big boss is in the house, Mark Husson's Astrology Hour, 8 a.m. He's saying today the skies are very busy. I can't wait to hear what is going on. It just helps me make sense of life, do you know? I'm not an astrologer, but I listen so carefully to what Mark and the other astrologers on 12 Radio and 12listen say, because stuff goes on and you just think, okay, it's not me, it's that. And I have to tell you, I have had a doozy of a morning. I'll tell you more about that later. I was saying to the angels and dragons, what do you want me to talk about today? Oh boy, have they given me a lesson. Anyway, more of that later. But Mark Husson is here at Making a Sense of It at 8 a.m. The Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson is at 9. Laurie the Love Sherpa with Laurie Love, who I can see in the Facebook chat room, bless you, darling, is at 10 a.m. And then Life Journeys with Serena, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and hey, it's good to get together with you. Hey, hello. How nice to have your company today.
It really is.
Two special guests. So it's a great Monday morning lineup. So I see you coming in the Facebook chat room. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I so appreciate your support. So do you know what I'm going to get while I'm still on air? It's all going well, fingers crossed. I'm going to give you your March starscope. Now, those of you who know me know my starscopes are channeled.
November, halfway through November.
And has it been a strange month for you? Because, oh boy, it's been a strange month for me. I keep putting posts in the Facebook chat room, by the way, to try and give you a banner. It has to go to the admins. They've changed the system. They have to go to the admin in order for us to be able to chat. So I keep putting them up there and I keep hoping you'll find one. You'll have to let me know if you can get to the Facebook chat room and see a tune in with Erica Banner. We can communicate. So it keeps saying creative posts. I've got four of them.
Kidiel,
M-A. Also known apparently as Malkijal or Malkijal. I'm not sure how you say it. Angel of courage. And courage has many guises. Externally, Malkidiel can help us to face challenging situations and speak our truth. Internally, it's the courage to know who we really are, to face our inner critic and make peace with ourselves and just love ourselves just as we are and to adjust if that's something we truly want to do. So you call on Malkidiel if you're in a relationship and you need the courage to really open your heart and your truth and allow your partner to see deep into your mind and soul and really see who you are. And Malkidiel also rules the sign, as I said, of Aries, so the perfect time to call on this angel as we move into that first sign of the zodiac and the astrological year renews. A lovely quote that I like to use with Malkidiel is a quote from Winston Churchill during the Second World War, who said, "Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. And courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen." One of my favourite quotes. So let's get going with the starscopes. Listen for your sun sign, but also I think it's enormously helpful to listen to your moon sign and your rising sign, if you know it. So I'm going to start with the birthday people, Pisces, and say, Pisces, look how far you have come. As your Earth year renews, you should look back with gratitude and look forward with the strength of positivity. Although this applies to all aspects of life, it is particularly true of work and financial benefits. So you may be feeling inside that life is uncertain,
waving.
But that is just and whoever's got to authorize it saying, please can we have a banner so that we can talk. Anyway, I know that you will be there. It's a case of whether I can get a Facebook banner that we can communicate. I've got one up there at the moment. I'm hoping. Anyway, if you want to try and find that banner to get in the Facebook chat room, it is very simple. Go to 12radio.com. That's the website. Click on
Take
the menu
time out
on
from
the to-do. Receive yourself. However, there is a definite sense of attitudes that come from childhood or the past. So actually, kid yourself is the perfect way of putting it. Keep a note of where, who, what triggers you this month. They're great clues. Be loving to yourself during the process. Trust yourself. Guide yourself. It's a process, not a trial. Taurus, as the year flows forward, so does your emotional landscape. You are making choices about life which may involve life changes. The important thing is to know yourself, what your values are and what you stand for. Compromise is fine, but not when your core values are compromised. Stand your ground. Make sure that you're being given the full picture when it comes to conversations about past emotional baggage. Gemini, if life feels like a roller coaster that could leave the tracks at any time, just remember that there are safety rails and the fear could actually be interpreted as exhilaration. This month, Personal relationships might be the cause of your sensitivity. It can be really scary to be vulnerable and open with others. However, when life events are out of our control, the wise know that strength comes from reaching out and asking for help. That way, relationships transform and the situation can resolve. Cancerians, as the season of spring is emerging and nature buds, so you might find yourself doing the same with your ideas and dreams. If you have a dream, start to write about it, draw it, vision board it, pay attention to details, mix things up, try new layouts. Excuse me, frog in the throat. Take note of all information, even if you decide to reject it. This is just the birthing process. Listen to your feelings, your gut instincts. They will be your guides. This is not a time for action. It's time for pregnant pause and gestation. Leo's March is all about relationships and feelings for Leo. We're not just talking romantic partnerships. This is all relationships and the value of how we relate to others and the world around us. And this could be triggered by a relationship undergoing a change, or perhaps acknowledging that we've changed how we feel about something or someone. Above all, it's time for love. Celebrate happy announcements and community interaction. Virgos, if you have held back from shining your light, it is time to shine. If you struggled with imposter syndrome or been daunted by someone else's criticism or indoctrination with an idea that's just it's wrong to speak out about your skills, be proud of yourself and your achievements. It's time to turn that around and realize that you have a vital part to play in the web of life, and we're waiting for you to step up and fulfill your destiny. You matter. Enough said. Libra, March is offering the choice to forge new partnerships and take the next steps. And this is no time to be timid. You want it. You dreamt it into being. Be bold. And of course, it's your choice. Just be clear. Procrastination is not the best option. If you shrink back, you may find you're missing out on the most wonderful opportunity. So wake up, Libra. Scorpio, if only you knew how much you could manifest if you believe you can do it. This month, you have the potential to be on fire. Choose your thoughts and words wisely. They have such power. Do not let the opinions of others fill you full of doubt. And perhaps be a little cautious who you share your precious ideas with. The archers of the zodiac, Sagittarians, take the decision to allow something to complete and move on. It's not easy. It's not an easy choice. We like what's familiar. However, our greatest personal power and inner strength comes from knowing when it's time to release with gratitude. And this time, it's particularly true when we're holding on to make someone else happy, and yet we know it's no longer our truth. Capricorns, this month could be to chat. It will take you into the Facebook chat room where you may or may not be able to see a banner. I have sent messages to the admins saying, please, can you put my banner up? We will see. Anyway, I can see somebody's commented on a photo. So, Suzanne, good morning. I'm going to follow you to see which banner we're on. Okay. Well, it's the one I've just put up. So, hopefully, you other people will be able to join you. Suzanne, a very good morning to you. It's been that kind of week. Are you having one of those? Mm-hmm. When everything you go near is surprised that you deserve. Use your financial powers for good in the world and expect it to return to you threefold. Be generous, practical, gracious. Reward yourself with treats and invest wisely in life, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So those are the lineups for the Starscopes. Again, if you want to hear them again or read them again, they are on the front page of 1-2 Listen, and they're also on Angel Hands Heal www.thebookshop.com. Now, as you've heard all the notifications, the ping, ping, ping going on as I was reading the Starscopes, that means that lots of people are coming into the Facebook chat room. My goodness, you certainly are. I can see it's rocking in there, so I'm just going to turn everything the right way up and go in there and have a chat to you all and see what is going on. So bear with me, I'm almost there. Good morning to Maureen Whitevarner. Hope you like the Libra in perspective. You would like a card. Good morning to Laura and to Susie Webley. Let's see who else is there. Good morning to Jean. Laurie Love, my colleague from 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who is here in... Lovely to see you there, and Jennifer, give you a shout out. She's just down the road from me in Cornwall, a new recruit to 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. So if you're in the chat room, go and find Jennifer and give her a heart and a hug, because it's lovely to see her there. Good morning to Pamela, who would also like a message. To John Williams, lovely to have you in the room, John. And Susie Webley is saying, please tell me how I access the 1-2 radio station. Susie, if you go to 1-2, the numbers, 1-2radio.com, feed that into any search engine, it will bring it up and you just click on listen. And you'll be able to listen to us. It also has an on-demand section. So if you feel, Susie, that you're missing the top of the show, you can go back and listen. I will, hopefully, if technology works, this show will record and I will get it up there onto the on-demand system as fast as I possibly can. Good morning to Quelly. Lovely to see you in the room. And good morning to Charlene as well. Thank you all so much, everybody, for joining me in the chat room. I am now going to go back up to the top. And do some readings. Avi has requested, my mouse is failing to crawl. I have a story about a mouse. My cat bought me a mouse in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the middle of the night, actually. And I spent from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock with my cat chasing it round the bedroom. Eventually, I prevailed and caught a live mouse in my hair towel and put it outside. I have not had a lot of sleep. Just bear with me if I don't make sense today. So good morning back to the top of the Facebook chat room. Good morning to Maureen Whitevarner. You would like a card. Your lunar eclipse, which is coming up, is in your fourth house. This is first world problems, let's face it. They're not major problems, but a friend of mine who had far worse problems than mine came up with a phrase that actually she said she got from someone else. It's an AFGO. And if you'll excuse my language, life is a journey. Card above all is focus, focus, focus. So yes, you may have a lunar eclipse coming up, but just be mindful of where you put your focus, because this is showing me very positive focus. So just intend that no matter what goes on in the periphery, basically the core of life, all is well. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. Clear the deck. You would like a card. You would like a message. What would the angels like to bring through for you? Let's have a look. There we go. You have a major arcana card. It is the Awakening card. Comes with Archangel Shamuel, who helps us find what we need or what we're looking for. In the standard tarot deck, it is the Hanged Man. It is always about taking pause, taking time for reflection. And in this particular illustration, which I love because it illustrates it for me perfectly, the man who started life as the Fool, packing everything into his bag for the journey, is hanging upside down in this tree and everything is falling out of his bag. So it's showing that everything in his life is up for review, is up for evaluation, because he needs to know that. He needs to really reevaluate his truth before he continues his journey. And in the tree is Archangel Shamuel looking ahead at the fork in the road. Now, Shamuel can help us to find out what it is we need to know. And therefore, when we get to that fork in the road, we get to decisions ahead of us, we know which way instinctively our heart tells us which way to go. So that is the message for you, Laura. Let me just spin a little forward. Good morning to Susie Webley. Also over here in the UK. I love this mix this morning. I'm loving this. And thank you if you're in the UK for joining me at this earlier time. I nearly got caught out because, of course, the US clocks have changed and ours don't change for 3 weeks. So I'm in UK terms and in European terms, I'm an hour ahead. Susie, I have a swords card, an air card in my deck. It is the five. Whenever I see this card, because swords are about thoughts, they're about communications, there's always more going on than meets the eye. In things that we see written, in things that we are shown, perhaps on the news, or in conversations we hear, or if you're looking at documents, read the fine print. Because I know when I see this card, there is more going on than meets the eye. So be very careful, very mindful, what I was saying in a lot of those starscapes about knowing your integrity and your truth. And if something feels off in something somebody says, trust yourself. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. You would like a reading too, of course. It will be my pleasure. Let's just do this. We are on sale, by the way, on Want You Listen. We have massive sales coming up because, of course, it's the full moon and it's TGI Friday. There's sales, sales, sales. So if you want to connect at a reduced rate with your favourite advisor, do go and take a look at Want You Listen. But Jean, this is your reading for the day. I would ask the angels to bring you through a card from this deck, which they now have done. Love this card. One of my favourites, Queen of Earth, Queen of Coins. This woman is luscious. She's wearing a red velvet gown and she has a golden plate. And she just knows growth opportunity. I mean, I'm having one of those. So, hey, so there's more comments from Suzanne. So somebody has found me. I'm delighted to say. So if you would like a reading done for you today, I have my trusty Angel Wisdom Tarot, and you can come on in. It's not showing in full, only on the side picks. Okay, well, tell you what, I can see Tara Elizabeth has found us as well. So somehow, bless you, you're more techie than me. You've managed to find me. It isn't in the, it's in the picture. One Two Radio, who's here. Good morning to Jennifer Hart. Listening on your iPad and messaging on an iPhone. My goodness, Jennifer, I'm impressed. Multi-skilling. Good morning to Pamela. Love a message on, from the dragons today. Hang on, let me reach over. Dragons, I can do. And reach out a dragon deck. It's actually from my Dragon Path deck, so bear with me because I don't always know the dragons in this deck. I'm learning them. The dragons and I are learning together. But there we have a dragon. Ooh, I have Oberon. He is a black dragon, so bear with me. And he has a full moon behind him. So this dragon message for you is going to be about using this full moon coming up, Pamela. So let me just look him up and find out what kind of dragon he is. He is an Earthwalk dragon. So bear with me while I find him in the book and find out what message he brings forth to you. He is flicking forward, almost there. One more page, maybe. There he is. He's about reconnecting to your physical body and getting out of your head. That's his message. He's turned up today to reassure you that you can achieve what is required. You may have to dig deep and you may have to go for the long haul, but he's a striking red dragon. He's red and black. And he's connected to the base chakra. And therefore, he relates to everything that makes our physical lives and the world we create for ourselves. And he has this full moon behind him. So use the power of the full moon and just know the power that you have, Pamela. Okay, looking on John Williams, good morning. And his friends, I just need to see how much time I have left on the show. Do I need to motor faster? No, I'm all right. I've got 5 minutes. Let me just sort that out. So Mickey and his friends are known as the Fab Five. Okay. You and the rest of the lovely people on today are the real Fave Five. Oh, bless you. That's very kind of you. No better way than to spend the day listening to 1-2 Radio. John, we so appreciate you. We really do. Trust me, the advisors and the hosts here on 1-2 Radio never take your connection and the love that you send us for granted. So thank you so very much for that message. Quelly, grand afternoon and grand rising to you, Quelly. Charlene, Libra moon, Pisces sun, always enjoy positive vision. Well, that's what I'm here for. And life is never perfect. It isn't meant to be perfect. Earth school is not perfect. But one of the tricks to living on Earth school, even when you're going through difficult times, is just to find that little bit of something that will sustain you while you deal. I can see, yay, Tara Elizabeth's found us. So let's keep hoping. So I'm going to follow that thread. And if you want a reading, hopefully you can find that thread. You'll find Suzanne and Tara Elizabeth commenting in those, saying one of those weeks. Oh, yes, I have a truckload of stuff going on as we come to this full moon. Good morning to Sandy as well. Sandy has found us. Well done. You are good detectives. You are managing to find me. Bless you. So why is it one of those weeks? Well, we're coming up to a full moon in Taurus. Oh, it's actually tomorrow. I have to laugh because frankly, dude. So let me just have a look because I can see more and more and more comments coming into the Facebook chat room. View more comments, it says. Bear with me. Jennifer would like a card. Of course you can, my darling. Let's do a card for Jennifer. This is from the Angel Wisdom deck. May I have a card, please, for Jennifer Hart? Just tuning in, bear with me while they sort themselves out and tune into your energy, because I know that you've had a very challenging time recently. This is interesting, and I know this will make sense to you, Jennifer, because I have the Five of Fire. Five of Wands, if you like traditional tarot. This shows a young man in front of a series of mirrors holding up a wand, and he keeps getting everything reflected back at him, and he can't see the way forward. But actually, if he stepped sideways, he could walk around the mirror. This is about conflicts, reflecting back all our angst, our worries, our doubts. But I know with this card that when I see it, that if you stand up for yourself and you keep well focused, that you are going to be able, you're going to be the person that will walk around the side of the mirror and walk on with their life, and it's all going to be fine. Okay, I'm down to the last 2 minutes. I'm desperately skating down these comments to make sure I haven't missed anybody out. Bless you, Pamela. She says, thank you. What a perfect spot on message. Thank you. And Maureen. Pamela says she can sympathize with the mouse chase that I had this morning. But your kitty has passed away. But, oh, they're always with us in our hearts. I know. But you woke up to having a mouse dropped on your face. Oh, God. I know it. I know it. I know it. Oh, lordy, lordy. What do they do to us? They really do. Okay, I'm just going to look at the time and see where I am. I'm going to do a card because I'm very mindful that not everybody is a Facebook person and can get in the Facebook chat room. As you know, I say I do not expect people to do it. Social media is not for everybody. So in the last couple of minutes, I'm just going to pull a card for you. If you're not able to get in the Facebook chat room, if you're not with me live, but maybe you are picking this show up on the on-demand system. And it doesn't matter because time, as we all know, we're all connected to all things in all consciousness all the time. So this is a card for you. A major arcana card, one of my favorites. It is the sun. It has the rider from the fire deck with the victory card behind. It's about things turning out well, a time of great joy, brilliant epiphanies. So if you get bright ideas with this full moon, remember to write them down. It's about magical opportunities, plans working out well. It's a card particularly that speaks to gratitude and the power of gratitude that shines like a light, like a sun in the dark, when sometimes we just think we cannot see the way forward. So that's it. I am in the final minutes of this show. Don't forget to stay with 1-2 Radio because Mark Husson is on the way with the Astrology Hour. The Intuition Hour with Kat is at 9. Laurie the Love Sherpa is here at 10. And Life Journeys with Serena is going to be here at 11 and take us right through the day. So that's it. I am out of time. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for making the time and taking the trouble to join me here today. You are a joy. Have a truly great week. Bye-bye for now.